Philippians, the third chapter, and the 13th and the 14th verse. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it on my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So today I just want to suggest, and I want to say to everyone here, including myself, get on your mark. Hallelujah. Get on your mark.
Get on your mark.
Get on your mark. As we read Philippians, the third chapter, the 13th and 14th verse, Paul is saying that he doesn't consider to have made it this far on his own. But one thing he does do, he forgets what lies behind and strains toward what lies ahead. And today, praise God for another opportunity that we can look back on 2019 and say, that work is already done.
Amen.
And what wasn't done, I'm so sorry to inform you that that time is already gone by. So what you didn't do, you won't get a chance to go back.
Amen.
We have to press forward. We have to lean forward, and we have to trust God for what lies ahead. So I admonish you today to get on your mark.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Paul says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Get on your mark, brothers and sisters. Get on your mark. The command, get on your mark, is often used as a command when runners are about to begin a race. Do y'all believe that we are at a race today?
Mm-hmm.
We are at a race.
Amen.
Are we ready to continue that race in this new year that God has set before us, the year of 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Get on your mark. Being on a race is a competition to see who is the fastest, as in running or swimming. If you've ever seen anyone prepare for a race and they're all lined up, and it's usually a white line that they're standing behind. Or if someone's swimming, if you've ever seen anybody swimming. Or car racing, if you've ever seen car racing, you know that they're commanded to get on their mark. They're commanded to get ready, to be prepared for what lies ahead. And so that's what I'm encouraging you all to do today, us to do, is get on your mark. A race is an event where people compete for power or control. They go for the trophy or just the recognition of being the winner. We've been at a race before. You've ran. I can remember being a little girl, and I can remember that was one of our favorite games to play. Because, you know, back in the day, I don't know for those of you that are younger, playing outside is what we did. We didn't get to stay at the house and watch TV, if there was a TV. It wasn't a choice. You had to get outside. So one of the games we loved playing, besides hide and go seek or tag, was racing. We would line up, either with our bicycles, or we would run from one point to another. And normally in a race, there's a starting point and there's a finish point. And it's either a marker, or could be a tree at the end, or somebody might have set a big rock out in the road or whatever, but however, there was a finish and an end. So this race is a competition between people who can see who can get from the start to the finish before all the other people does. How about that? Get on your mark. At the finish line, like I was saying, there's usually a marker to tell you how far you have to go before you reach your goal. Where the reward is, or where the award is that you're going to receive. As believers, we run a different kind of race. We run toward a prize that only God, our Creator, can give us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Get on your mark. graces that we've been talking about, the ones where you line up. No, there's no age limit to this race that we're in. Young, not so young, old or not so old, we're all going to run this race. Mm-hmm. So get on your mark. This race that we as born again believers, saved people, Christians are running, according to Ecclesiastes 9 and 11, this race is not given to the swift, nor is this battle to the strong. But Matthew 24 implies, but to him that endures to the end, those are the ones that will be saved. When we get to the end where our reward is, that's where the back, that's where the award is. As we look back over this past year, 2019, what are some things that you want to change in the race that you're running? As you press toward your goals, are we going to just sit around and complain about how bad it was last year and how things were that we didn't want them to be? How are we going to run this race? Will we persevere? Will we continue to achieve our goal despite the challenges that life brings? And we know that life brings challenges every day. We don't know what, like Forrest Gump said, it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Despite failures or things that come against us, will we be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord? Do we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord, according to Corinthians 15 and 58? When we persevere, it means that we persist. We're determined. We're purposeful to endure, to be diligent, to be dedicated, to be committed, to apply ourselves, to stay the course. Are we going to stay the course in 2020? Perseverance is what kept that woman who had the issue of blood pressing on through the crowd to get to Jesus so that she could be made well. You know, she didn't complain about how many people were blocking her way or how some of them got there before she did. All she did was press through because she knew that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, she would be made whole.
Yes.
She was racing toward the goal. She was racing toward that mark. She was pressing her way to Jesus. That's Mark 5, 25 to 34. When we have runners in a race, they're taught to pace themselves. They're taught not to start out too quick. If you start out running too fast, they might tire quicker. So how are you running today? Are you running too fast? Or are you pacing yourself? Are you stopping and giving yourself to prayer and fasting? Are you seeking God as you run this race? Or are you just blindly going about, taking it one day at a time, and just figuring things out as you go? Or are you going to the Savior? Are you stopping to take time to refresh yourself? Are you stopping to renew your mind? Hallelujah. Are you stopping to renew your mind, to renew your thoughts, to get your thoughts together? Are you stopping to be refreshed in the presence of God? Are you being rejuvenated in this race? Sometimes we have to do those very things. Philippians 4 and 19 says, and my God will supply every one of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So when we stop to renew and to refresh and to rejuvenate, we have to trust that God is going to give us exactly what we need in that time during our race. Now, one thing for sure in this race, sometimes in this race, you may not have everyone on your side. Have you ever been up against something, whether you were going up for a promotion or whether you were trying to accomplish any goal, and it just seemed like nobody was on your side saying, go ahead, to sometimes pat our own self on the back. Sometimes we have to give our own self a high five.
Amen.
Sometimes you have to give yourself a fist bump.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In this race that we're running. This race has challenges. And we need to be expecting that these challenges are going to come to challenge our faith. We can't enter this race with the wrong attitude, saints of God. We can't enter this race feeling defeated before we even start. No, we have to renew our minds. Don't measure yourself with those you're racing with either. You don't have time to be looking around and see, oh man, did he wear his blue sneakers or did he wear his tan sneakers? No, we don't have time. We need to keep our eyes on the prize. That's our goal. We need to keep ourselves focused on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. In this race, we need to be sober. We need to be vigilant, because our adversary, he seeks who he may devour. He wants us to be tricked into thinking that we can't make it. He wants us to feel as our knees in a race, sometimes you start getting wobbly around the knees. You start feeling weak. Your legs start feeling heavy sometimes. Sometimes you start itching. Have your legs ever start itching when you run a race? The enemy wants to distract us and to get our minds off of the goal, off the prize that God has for us. Sometimes we may even stumble over our own 2 feet in this race. Hallelujah. But God is going to hold us up. He's going to keep us. God says that he will not make us ashamed. That's Romans 10 and 11. He promised that in this race. He would not make us ashamed. So get on your mark. Get on your mark. The scripture says that everyone who believes on him, he will not put to shame. We have to be disciplined. Don't listen to your legs when they start to give out on you. Don't listen when your throat gets so dry and your thirst is unbearable, you want to stop and you want to give up. Keep pressing on. Hallelujah. Keep pressing on. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has blessed us. He has blessed us and he has allowed us to continue to be a part of this race. As we press on into this new year, he has given us everything that we need and more. He's given us, he supplied our need. He says that he never leave us or forsake us.
Amen.
And he means this. This is a promise that he's made for us. Glory to God. Sometimes in this race, when we get discouraged, sometimes when we do encourage ourselves, and sometimes when we do need a word of encouragement from a sister or a brother, God is encouraging us to turn to him sometimes. You know, sometimes there's not going to be anybody there, and that's when we need to turn our hearts and our minds toward him. God is so good. Hallelujah. In this race, sisters and brothers, are we going to be running for what's in it for me? How are we going to do this? Or are we going to prefer others before our own selves in this race as we continue on to the finish line? As we go into the new year, this new year that God has blessed us to be part of, are we running for a higher position so that everybody can see how smart we are? Or how much we've learned, how much we've picked up over the months and over the years? Is it the recognition of others that has you out of breath running this race? Is it running for this earthly prize that man gives you? Is that why you're running? Or are you running for the prize, which is the crown of life, a high calling from above? Christ Jesus. And we know that our prize is a crown of life. It's an incorruptible crown that won't tarnish like these earthly crowns will. Get on your mark. Get on your mark. Our path has already been set by God. It's His will for us. It is His will for us that we prosper, that we be in health as our souls prosper. Romans 8:38, and those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. So get on your mark, because our path has already been predestined by God. Set our minds on things that are above, not on things that are on this earth, Colossians 3:2. Don't get caught up on things that you see. Don't get caught up and don't get your eyes fixed on all this temporal stuff, because we know that everything that we see with our eyes is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So we don't look at our troubles and we don't look at our trials, but we fix our gaze on the things that we can't see. The things that will now be. The things that we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. So get on your mark. And this is January 5th, 2020. Get on your mark. Get set. Go. Praise the Lord.